Director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Welcome back from Miami.
Well, good to be here, and we can all celebrate Brittany's birthday today. You're older, and I'm sure she looks younger.
She does. Whether she's wiser being around me, I don't know about that. But you told me that when you were in Miami, you were listening to the program, especially our conversation with Carlton Valentine. I find him fascinating as a coach because being the coach of back-to-back state championship team, you wondered what the secret of his success were, and they have a lot of stars. There's a lot of guys, even guys who don't play as much as they could if they were members of other teams, and he found a way to convince those players that if they share the ball and play for the common good, they will reap the benefits of that. And probably the whole star of that idea is his son, Denzel Valentine, who's a point guard who will be attending Michigan State University. Here's a kid who's almost 6'6". He is a point guard. He could probably average 25, 30 points a game. Yet he averages only, 12, 14 points a game, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. He realized that if he leads the team and shares the basketball, they can achieve greatness. And that's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, it's very, very difficult. And I've seen Sexton play a few times. And this year I saw him against Catholic Central. And he is really good. I mean, the son is really good. The team is very good. In any way you look at it, that's a team that any one of those players is. There are a number of players that are good enough that if you had just tried to have one of them be a star, they might have been successful, very successful, but they clearly wouldn't be winning state championships. And it's really a tribute to Carlton that he didn't do the risks that a lot of parent coaches are accused of doing, just trying to headline their son alone. He doesn't do that. And I'll tell you, that kid can really play basketball. He just, the way he passes, the way he shoots, the way he can run to the basket, the way he can stop for jumpers, he's a complete player. And the fact that he doesn't try singly to be the only star on that team is a tribute to him, but probably even more so to the father. Carlton does a great job. I did an interview a few years ago with him for Sport Magazine in terms of something I wrote about the older son had an injury to his leg or knee and how he was able to come back and deal with that, and how Carlton, in that case also, was working as the father, as the coach, trying to deal with things, but always thinking of moving the team forward. So we're talking about the consummate team coach. We're talking about players that all work completely as a team, and that's how you win. And that Sexton team, my, what a team.
Well, I was curious how he cut out the envy and jealousy from a group setting. It's tough enough for us to do that individually. But I learned from him that it's a process that takes time.
It takes a lot of time, but it takes also the right kind of a leader. You know, people underestimate good leadership. When it's happening, we often just take it for granted, Tony. But he clearly has been able to take, three Division I players and probably a lot of other players that are going to play beyond high school basketball also. He's been able to talk to them, work with them, develop them as a team. It's really no small feat to do, to win two state championships when so often you can get snarled somewhere, and they pretty much ran right through and kind of ran over all the opposition. Quite a year, and I think they learned. They lost a game to Pershing they shouldn't have lost earlier in the year, and they learned from that one loss that you have to play every second. You can't go 10, 15 seconds at the end of the game, and you can lose when that happens, when you're not giving all your energy. So a great tribute to leadership. But again, Tony, leadership, being able to lead, getting people to buy into your vision, and everybody goes forward and wins. Izzo's done that over the years. D'Antonio's doing it. Great coaches do that.
Dr. Braccio, you believe that envy and jealousy can destroy the soul and cause great anger and resentment.
Well, there's no question that if you don't try to develop yourself, and be the most that you can be with the skill sets that God has given you, or however you believe you got your skills. If you just sit and look and be envious, you're never going to be happy. Because, Tony, we can take 50 traits and we can find 50 different people that each have one better than we have. But that doesn't matter. The main thing is, who are we? What can we do? What are we going to develop? And we go forward. If we look at others and we get angry, this person has this person has that, this person is better looking, this one has more money, by the time you get done, you become an angry, bitter person. And a lot of times when I see people and talk to people that are very angry and bitter, they're actually angry and bitter not about what they could be doing. They're angry and bitter about what others have done and the fact that they really have not achieved themselves. And I always say, hey, today's the beginning of the rest of your life. Begin now, find what you like, develop your skills, move forward, and be happy. My goodness, be happy, Tony.
You write how amazed you are that people from humble beginnings are happy and successful in their lives because they've tended to the business by developing their God-given abilities. Elaborate on that.
Well, I just happened to be listening to It's a Wonderful World, a song by Louis Armstrong. Somehow, you know how you go on YouTube and you kind of look and find things. I just happened to find that song and I listened to it. And it's such a happy, cheerful song. So I just happened to look up, I Googled Louis Armstrong, and I'd never been aware of the horrible youth, abandoned by his father. He'd been in, you know, a juvenile facility. His mother had been a prostitute. He had been working as a boy, just trying to help and pay, you know, bills, look after his mother, look after his sister. And just all he went through to, at the time, also a very racial divide in the country. And he was able to really become the ambassador, someone that everyone loved, and no one could question the astounding abilities he had. But he just had a burning desire to really work on that trumpet. He could read music. He learned music. He just did scat singing, which is like, you don't use words. You kind of just use, I don't know, sounds. I certainly can't do it. But again, it's just a person and one of countless people that came from what you'd call a nothing beginning, very difficult, and rose to be a star. Not everybody can become a Louis Armstrong, but every one of us, regardless of where we come from, we can become the most we can be. And if we do that, we're going to be happy, we're going to be satisfied, and we're going to make people around us happy. We're going to have families that are happy, and it's going to go on for generations.
You talk about that burning desire. Is that something that can be developed? There are folks who maybe are spinning their wheels, who maybe have lost the enthusiasm, the energy, that great desire from their youth. Can you regain that?
I think you can regain it. I think every one of us has the ability to move forward from this second, to change attitudes, change beliefs, and move forward. Now, obviously, some people seem to have more of a driven desire within them. On the other hand, everyone can develop something more. Everyone can't be a star, if you want to use that word, that everybody's going to write about you and talk about you. But everybody can be the best that they can be. And if you go within those abilities that you have, and you develop them as far as you can, and you get balance in your life, you can go forward. You need to have some drive and desire, and you will find out, we were talking before, envy and jealousy are two things that really destroy drive, because they basically say, well, I can't do it. That dummy, that nut, that person did, so I'm just going to be angry and complain about it. Boy, that'll get you a long ways in life. So you get rid of those things. Look at the excitement of every day that you have, and you move forward. And by golly, you just tried to do the best you can do, Tony.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Hallelujah. I like it.
Enjoy your day, Dr. Braccio.
I will, my friend. Bye-bye.